Western states tend, you know, states and cultures do tend to have religious doctrines that the intellectual classes adhere to and propagate, and typically they support power systems. And if you question them, you know, you just you're going to face one or another kind of punishment.
In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine.
She sings me hate songs, pays me to satiate her. I stayed awake, masqueraded, a mask that made her more terrified. A pair of eyes appear disguised that take flight and stay high in paradise with bad luck. Snake eyes of paradise, I'm paralyzed. She speaks twice, I'm paralyzed, it's parallel. A pair in hell of parasites.
Can you tell the viewers at home, what the fuck do we have here?
This is a PSA lower, and they do stylized lowers.
This
has a reaper. Right? It was made for their it was made for a Halloween edition. It says Reaper as the serial number, and then it says Fear, Reap, and Death as the selector. So
gangster.
We're just
Miles and I
are just full Gucci at this point. We just go full Gucci.
You know I got the Punisher on mine.
Yeah.
So that being said, they want to illegalize this part right here.
I like that word.
Illegalize. They legalized it. Now they want to illegalize it. Delegalize. So there are, they estimate, 6 million pistol braces in circulation right now.
Whoa.
So who remembers when they,
more.
Well, who remembers when they banned bump stocks? Do you remember? Law-abiding gun owners everywhere, like, bump stocks are stupid.
They're just
a toy.
Like, there's nothing, like, the same thing with Glock switches. Like,
the problem with that, and I agree with people that said it 2 years ago when they said it, was once you let them start down that slippery slope, there's no stopping them.
Right.
You let them, an accessory.
Yeah.
It is not legislated. There is no legislation saying they can ban an accessory.
Wow.
It does not exist. First, they banned bump stocks.
They're not banning the gun.
They banned bump stocks. And their rationale was, well, these make a gun more deadly than it is.
Which is a lie.
It makes it less inaccurate.
Way less.
That
motherfucker is just, you know what I mean?
They are a toy. That's all they ever were. But by allowing them to ban that, the floodgates are open.
Yeah.
So now, if it is serialized, they can't ban these. But they can ban every other thing I have on here. Optics make your gun more deadly. You're not allowed to have an optic. Iron sights only.
Can you unscrew this on camera?
Yeah. So they can legislate what we are now allowed to have on the gun. So they estimate.
But optics don't make the gun more deadly.
But
right?
we're arguing minutiae at this point.
Right?
We're arguing. It's like saying, you know what?
That's like saying Jordans make me jump higher.
No, that's like saying that pistol brace is more accurate than having a real brace.
It's not true.
It's speculation. So that being said, is now that we're allowing the ATF to make and change the rules however they see fit, opened the floodgates for
heavy.
Them to legislate.
Whoa! Not that heavy. Who's it?
So, right now, the ATF has already stated that they are going to ban the sale, manufacture, or transfer of a pistol brace.
That makes no sense.
This is going, and for those not in the know, this is immediately and irrevocably going to make 6 million American citizens, law-abiting citizens, felons.
Did you claim that?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I threw it in there.
You could knock a motherfucker out with this.
It don't smell like gunpowder.
Oh, God.
I throw it in the ultrasonic every once in a while.
I'm about to say, it don't smell like gunpowder at all.
Oh, God.
So, this is a pistol.
Wow, this is dope.
So, What they already did was, and there are guidelines for how the laws initially came about, which is the NFA, the National Firearms Act. So what they are doing right now is they are trying to overnight make
the National
6 million...
Firearms Act was to depower the Black Panthers.
No,
oh,
that,
yeah.
No, that was the Gun Control Act of 1960.
Oh, I'm sorry. The NFA was the bootlegging shit. I got confused.
And it was driven by public hysteria over Thompson's, which only 1,400 of were ever made.
And we've never seen a Thompson in real life.
Not a real Thompson.
We've never seen a real Thompson.
Not a real Thompson. But you have seen a replica of a Thompson, auto ordnance. So that being said,
No, we don't.
Here's the problem with armchair legislation allowing these government bodies to decide what the rules are. They are immediately going to make 6 million felons. Immediately. Is what they're going to do.
More than that.
So, there's two choices we as gun owners have. What are our two choices, Miles?
To either be felons or disarm ourselves.
Well, or destroy the pistol brace.
Well, I mean, but like, you're disarming yourself pretty much.
I mean, technically like, speaking, if we have a buffer tube on there, we can shoot with the buffer tube.
All right. I mean, and that, but this motherfucker's so pretty.
Look at this guy.
That's so pretty.
Thompson's. Those are heavy as fuck, dude.
Heavy?
Very
heavy.
Yeah.
Bro,
allegedly, we're on camera.
I shot one. Yeah, I shot one before. They're heavy.
I haven't shot this in so long.
Did I show you?
Yours is way heavier than mine.
That shit, bro. It's
a suppressor.
This thing.
Yeah.
That thing is heavy. I'm telling you, I was lifting weights. So it's like 45 pounds.
Hey, if we weren't in the city limits, we'd go out back and shoot this motherfucker.
Right.
No. Well, like, that's another thing, too. So like,
when can we go to the range? Because I want to go to the range.
Probably tomorrow. Yeah, but
Sunday.
Hey, real quick, so I'm gonna give the talking stick back to Chris. But while we are on the subject of quote unquote silencers, the movies lie to you about.
Oh my
so
god!
Please say this shit.
Much.
Oh I learned from you. I didn't.
No, the funniest thing is John Wick walking through there. Shit, they said nobody's the wiser. I'm like, nah, it's a little bit louder than that.
So
it's
like,
quiet, but it ain't that quiet.
So this particular model here is chambered in 300 blackout, which is very, very quiet. But 300 blackout, 22, and maybe 9 can get as close to
45.
Silent. You think 45 also?
45 subsonic.
Oh, because
they're
going subsonic. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
45 is naturally subsonic.
Yeah.
So, 9 millimeter super for the first 100 yards or so,
right.
And then it drops down.
So, like, the long story short, you know how you watch the movies, the assassin sneaks in, the husband's
beep,
in the bed
beep,
with the wife, the assassin says, the wife don't wake up. That's a fucking lie. It does not. It's not like that. And like for the so, one thing that you have to remember at the bare minimum, the action cycles, right?
Yeah.
At the absolute bare minimum,
is that
it
sound?
Makes that much noise?
Damn.
Yeah.
At the bare minimum,
yeah.
If there was no crack, if there was no explosion, you're going to hear.
Sounds like a stapler, an angry stapler.
At the bare minimum. And that's excluding the actual fucking gunshots.
Son.
So don't think that only trained assassins can own silencers. Because it's just not silence shit.
Well,
movies lie to you.
Well, who needs an AR-15 to hunt deer? You want to answer that or should I?
A hunter? I mean, but you hunt, so you should answer.
Here's what cracks me up about that statement. Is the Founding Fathers, and we've had this conversation about...
Had actual military weapons.
Well, I'm talking about the Founding Fathers as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Not all great men, some great men. Like, honestly, and this is me speaking personally...
They were great writers.
I honestly think the Constitution is one of the greatest documents ever.
Yeah, they were great writers.
They thoroughly thought about pretty much everything. And while you had people on both sides of the fence, and you had a lot of problems at that time... They made the most brilliant thing about the Constitution is the way to amend it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not like guns, that is your right. You are entitled to not like and not respect things as you see fit. You want to get rid of all the guns? There's a way to do it. It's called a fucking amendment.
Yeah.
Quit, and my brother-in-law who's an attorney says this all the time, quit trying to abridge the Constitution. You want to change the Constitution? There's a process for that. We passed a law to ban alcohol everywhere. And then repealed it later.
He's right.
So people that say that, oh, well, they'll never have enough enough people to be able to do that. It's not true. If you truly believe that we are a safer country without guns, by all means, take part in the political process and amend the fucking Constitution. Until then, quit all this bullshit. Did you see the Alvada lawsuit that just got popped up? So, Daniel Defense manufactured the AR that was used in the Alvada shoots.
I heard about
that. So, did you hear about this? So, one of the mothers...
Daniel Defense is an actual military... Is a military contractor, too. They made military...
So, a mother of one of the victims, who... sorry about her loss. I mean, it's a tragic thing, and there's nothing else that needs to be said about
it. Without question.
In part with Every Town for Gun Safety. Do you know who the winner of Every Town for Gun Safety is?
And also, too, like, y'all have to stop thinking that because we're gun owners and gun advocates that we don't have sympathy and we don't have empathy.
Oh, no.
Like motherfuckers think that just because we own guns that we don't care that these tragedies happen. We hate these tragedies more than y'all do.
We just don't think that disarming ourselves makes everybody safer.
At all.
That's where I fall every time.
Because nobody talks about the ones where somebody
stopped. No.
Nobody talks about that shit.
No.
And this shit happens all the time. This shit happens more than mass shootings. Yeah. Mass shootings are prevented more than they happen.
I just want to say real quick.
This is a fact.
My car was stolen twice. We have this thing called
the Kia
Boys. I have a Hyundai. Hyundai 2018.
Yeah,
the motherfuckers stole that bitch twice. The first time I saw them, but because, brother, if I had my gun.
No, you cannot.
I would have been. I'd be in jail right now.
The answer
it's
is
defensive because property.
I'd have been in jail. But my rage.
So,
okay, see, this is what we don't like.
Miles, go get your refill so we can talk about this.
Lawful
defense of
property. I saw my car pull off
not
in front of my face.
Hear what you saying.
That shit fucked me up.
But listen to me, Pete. Not even lawfully.
Bruh.
Would you want to wake up the next morning knowing you killed some 17?
No, I know, but emotions is a motherfucker.
I understand what
you're
saying.
Your vehicle your shit
listen
in your car?
Okay, listen to me.
Twice!
God damn it, not twice.
That second time they got you. The second time he was like, these motherfuckers here.
Listen to me.
These motherfuckers here.
I'm going to show you the video. I got it on video.
Listen to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Is your car worth that young man's life?
No, it's not, but God damn it.
Hey, you know what my retort is always is? You decided that my car is worth more than real life. Not me. I didn't decide that. You did. So I'm going to get back to my statement, which was, so this lawsuit brought by a parent of a victim at Uvalde is being funded by Every Town for Gun Safety, which is owned by Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, shit.
So Michael Bloomberg, while pretending that he cares about people, has 8 armed security guards at all times.
Wow.
So while he is saying to you, you don't need a gun. We're a civilized society. There's no reason for that. He's surrounded by fucking guns.
Wow.
Every single day.
Wow.
That being stated,
sure, I'm glad I'm not driving.
Do you know the primary defendant in that lawsuit?
Nah.
Daniel Defense.
No, I knew that.
For manufacturing guns.
No, I knew that, yeah.
Do you know what the basis of the lawsuit is?
Because they made the gun that was used.
No, they're not allowed to sue for that. There is a law, specifically in federal law, that prevents you from suing a manufacturer for the unlawful use of their product.
So then what is the law? What is the basis
because
of the
their ads were targeting individuals.
Wait, do they even make ads?
No, they don't. They do. They have ads, but not like that.
What the fuck?
So the entire basis of their lawsuit. Actually, Coleon Noir just did a video on this because Coleon Noir is an attorney. So he had talked about it. He said their thing is saying that they intentionally targeted individuals who would use their gun in a nefarious manner. Are we sidestepping the issue that the fucking Hollywood and the moviegoers at whole love movies with fucking guns in them?
Right.
So how can you sue a manufacturer for their ads, but you making movies like Guns Akimbo where the motherfucker running around in a bathrobe and 2 guns attached to his fucking hand shooting everything he sees? That's okay. But if they put a they put an ad in the newspaper saying we sell a very nice AR-15,
and we can't wait for John Wick 4.
When is the media? In my statement, when is the media going to start holding everybody accountable instead of the people they don't like?
Why would
when
they?
Does that start? Into your Kanye rant. Now you may go into. I gave you. You didn't see that. You didn't see I segue into your Kanye rant. Okay.
But no. But before we segue though, I want to go one further on the whole movie industry thing. How many accidental deaths have happened due to
onset
gunfire onset
this year
from negligence? Last year. From negligence or ill intent? Which one? Which one are we talking about?
Totality.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not aware.
Like three.
I was gonna say three.
Yeah, like Brandon Lee.
I thought you said this year.
No. He said this year.
I said this year.
In totality,
Bruce. Okay. Yeah, about three.
Oh no, yeah. it's a lot more than that.
Really?
No, there's injuries all the time.
No. Deaths.
Deaths.
Oh, deaths. It's quite a few, actually.
Nah, it's like three.
It's been more than that.
Who like
Google that shit. Google that shit.
I was going. I only know three.
It's been more than that. I mean, if you're going all the way back, it's been a lot more than that.
But the fact that
there was a guy shot, there was a guy shot and killed in the Alfred Hitchcock movie. Yeah, Vertigo, I think, or one of them. I can't remember which one. The Birds, one of the ones. He thought it was a prop gun, and it wasn't. And he shot another member on set.
And he killed him.
Yep. I mean, it's been more than that. But that being said, people, and I say people, it's like Miles and I say it all the time as far as the anti-gun people. I have not a problem with anti-gun people. If you don't like guns, by all means, don't buy one.
Yeah.
I have a problem with you telling me NPR, I should buy
NPR
one.
Says 43.
Okay. I knew it was more than three, dude.
Okay. So how many deaths have happened in cars on movie sets?
Oh, God, a lot. Over 1,000?
Let's see.
Ooh, look at this scope!
Bro, you're looking real silly right now. Here.
Yeah, put it on your shoulder. Put it on your shoulder.
Right. Yeah, I would just try.
It's not an RPG!
Right. There you go.
Ooh.
Yo, who brought this guy over?
Ooh, who is that looking real silly? Bro, this shit right here. This is so heavy. Damn. Bro, this shit is nice.
Shit, you ought to see my AK.
So how much would you say this is worth?
Well, that's what's funny. Pre-COVID, I built this gun for less than $600. Pre-COVID. Not including suppressors. The suppressors are a whole different deal. But pre-COVID, I built the gun for about $600. Post-COVID, it's probably about 1,000. Prices on parts have went up that much.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, pre-COVID, you could build an AR-15. I built my son's AR-15 for less than $250. But
say it again. COVID,
Cameron's AR was built for less than $250.
Your 12-year-old's AR-15.
Correct.
His 12-year-old, who will be such a Marine, beautiful day. Who will be a not NASA but space? What is it?
He gonna be an engineer. Bro, I don't think he's gonna do no space.
His son is so fucking smart.
No, what's funny about that is I read a statement the other day and I couldn't agree with it more. Lions do not concern themselves with the opinion of the sheep.
Period.
Ha! No.
Another one I like. I'd rather be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
One of your favorites?
I love it. Rather be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Is that a fucking dirt? Oh, no, it's a shadow. So I swear to Christ, that thing was clean, but no, it's
this
it was
chain
a shadow.
Is off the damn chain. It says death, fear. You just don't want to touch a gun.
Well, you know what, Miles? You said it earlier. If they truly wanted to make an impact on gun crime, they would ban handguns. Handguns are responsible for 90% of gun crime. I mean, have you seen some of the videos coming out of Chicago?
And they're always talking about, like you know, handgun crime or whatever, whatever the fuck. They include suicide.
They do.
In those statistics.
Well,
suicide is more than half of gun deaths.
60%.
Yeah, more than half of gun deaths. And they're like, but they won't tell you that.
No.
They don't want to talk about
mental health issues. Did you see the other thing they changed last year? I thought it was hilarious. So the not the CDC, FBI maybe, says that guns are now the leading killer of children.
Did you turn the optic off?
Miles, did you hear that statement? Guns are now the leading cause of death for children. Do you want to know why that is?
Doesn't make sense.
Do you know why that is? Because now they changed children to include up to 19 years old.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, because that's why I said...
drowning?
No. Well, I mean, if you... depending on what age group you have. That's why they added...
that's so
16,
ignorant.
They added 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds to... intentionally prop up that number.
Oh, I see what it is now, because it's more like...
there's more gun crime as you get towards 18 and 19 years old.
But how are we...
I would have thought it was drowning.
But
it probably is below 4 or something.
I thought the age of an adult was 18.
It is.
So how are you including 19-year-olds?
Because however they choose to classify their statistics, however they choose to classify it. Anytime you hear statistics through a media source, it's going to be disingenuous.
Well, 67% of statistics are made up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know I just made it up.
Yeah.
But that's fact.
That's
you
what
can,
I'm saying.
You
that's
can
skew
that
saying.
Number any way
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, that's why I just always say 67%. 67% of statistics are made up. 67% of AR-15s have...
it's probably more like 70%, 80%.
Yeah, but
that's hilarious.
And plus, too, you can always find a statistic to back up your point of view.
Absolutely.
You always can.
So that's why I hate anytime I see stuff like that. I'm like, it's always so disingenuous because
The number one statistic I hate is 98% of Americans agree with universal background checks. That's a fucking lie.
Yes. Tell me what a universal background check is, Miles.
Is it a background check on every single firearm sold? It creates a gun registry. Like, so for example, in the state of
Ohio, even transfer, not even sales.
If
you just want to give somebody, if you want to loan a family member a gun,
if you leave something in your will,
you have to legally transfer.
So, in the state of Ohio, person-to-person gun sales are legal.
Correct.
There's no background check required. There's no paper trail required.
Did you say legal?
Yes.
Legal.
So this gun here we have for sale, if I was to sell him 150 right now,
you could leave with it.
Right now.
Yep.
But what happens when a police officer stops my black ass?
So that is
Finish the question.
What happens when a police officer stops my black ass and says, "Hey, well, is this registered?"
Why is he even searching? Why does he even care?
Well, because it's my black ass.
Well, you're right. Yeah. Well, it is legal.
Driving while black, and you got a gun? I mean, come on now.
Son!
That's the only reason why I do not.
You know what's beautiful about what you just said? One crime at a time. And neither one's a crime. It is not a crime to drive around with a gun.
At all. It's not a crime to carry a gun in public.
At all.
Openly.
Openly or concealed.
In the state of Ohio.
Have you seen those videos, though, where these motherfucking kids are taking people's guns off their fucking hip?
Yes, that's why it's stupid. There's no tactical advantage to open carry.
You're making yourself
a target for the sake of making yourself a target.
Like, literally, the only time I open carry is, like, on the way to and from the range. And that's it.
To answer your question, a lot of people have a common misconception. There is no national registry for firearms. It does not exist.
But they will create
one if there's a universal background check. Well, that's the thing about it. They can't pass a law creating universal background checks because it would be meaningless without registration.
And so, you know what? Now we can transition to Kanye. Y'all keep on talking about how a motherfucker needs to hate anti-Semitics and hate Hitler and this and that. Hitler created a national gun registry.
Yes, he did. And the first thing he did was confiscate all the guns.
That's how he was able to kill 6 million Jews.
That's how he was going. He was able to say, "Go ahead and get in that car right there, and it's going to take you to a place that's better than here." Yep. And you had no choice but to get on the fucking train.
I did not know.
Because he showed up with motherfuckers with bigger guns.
Right.
And said, "Hey, it's okay."
No, the entire idea of disarming a public is based on sending people with fucking guns.
Period.
So the entire rational debate about you don't need firearms because they would never come for your guns, I know they won't because I have guns.
Yeah.
When they changed this rule about pistol braces, I think it's going to be mass noncompliance.
Then
the question becomes twofold. One, how many police officers are willing to die for a piece of plastic? Because that's what it boils down to. Because I can tell you, I know, I'm not saying me. Listen, B-A-T-F-E, I'm not saying I'm going to not comply. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm guessing you're not here for the alcohol or the tobacco.
That is the best shirt ever. That is best. Culian Noir sells shirts. That's one of his best ones. I'm guessing you're not here for the alcohol or the tobacco.
I've never seen or heard.
Oh, that shit is amazing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, that, you know what? That might be a good
boom, 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 boom. ATF.
Oh, you think DMX?
I am out of alcohol and tobacco. Why are you here? Change your name to the F.
Did you bring more? So, contrary to popular belief, there is no national registry for firearms.
Period.
When the police are in possession of a firearm, whether it was obtained legally or illegally, the way that they trace that firearm is they call the manufacturer, for example, Palmetto State Armory.
Who did you sell this to?
Yes. Who did you sell this to? And they are required by the BATFE to keep a record
for 50 years.
For 50 years. Mm. They will go, oh, that firearm was sold to such and such in this city at this address. Then they call that person. Hey, you purchased this firearm. Where is it? Oh, by the way, I sold that to this person, his name and his address. Now, here's the kicker. You are not required to keep that information unless you are a firearms dealer.
Dealer, FFL.
So this
And if you lost all your guns in a boating accident.
Stop saying that. We are not going to lose all of them.
What?
I lost all my guns in a boating accident.
What? What?
Including the one that I'm currently carrying.
So that being said, you know why there is no national registry for firearms?
Because the only way to
it's because it was specifically written to the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yes. The forefathers were smart enough to realize that any time, historically speaking, there's a registry, confiscation is the end result. It always is. China, Russia, Germany. Every single time. If they have a registry, when conflict breaks out, we need your guns.
Oh, shit.
That was me, Stitch.
Hey, sorry. I told you he was about that action.
Ready.
You thought I was... I told you.
That was me.
I mean, activated.
I'm sorry.
I told you he was about that action.
Historically speaking...
Look at him. He checking the perimeter.
It's all right. It was me, buddy.
Look here, top flight
Historically
security.
Speaking, if there's a registry, at some point there will be confiscation.
Good dog.
The forefathers were smart enough to see that pattern, and they stopped it. But no matter how they stop that, the current government keeps trying to circumvent that regulation.
And they keep telling us this lie of 98% of Americans that agree with a universal background check.
That's some shit right
98%
there.
Of Americans do not agree on anything.
98% of Americans don't know what a universal background check is.
I agree with
is.
That. But I'm saying like 98% of Americans... Hold on, wait. 98% of Americans do not agree that you should not have sex with children.
That's a true statement. That is a true statement.
So you cannot tell me, like, 98...
Boy, you got a perfect mouth.
98% of Americans do not agree on anything. If anyone ever said... 98% of Americans don't agree that the world is round.
Oh, my God.
Or the sky is blue.
Period.
Bro.
Water's wet.
Whoa, God.
Seriously. They're going to be like, nah, this water ain't got air. What the fuck is this? Dry as water ever? Look here. Statistics are lies.
So... Damn, what was I gonna say? Now you fuck with me.
I hijacked you. Was it Kanye?
No, we were getting to Kanye, but we weren't there yet. Oh, so I was gonna say, so to get past the whole rigmarole about universal background checks, what you can do as a legal, law-abiding, gun-owning citizen is to do a couple things when it comes to firearms. One, secure your firearms. I mean, you remember my rant about the two kids who shot each other?
Ridiculous.
If you have children, you should be securing your guns, period, point blank. I don't care how you do it.
Yeah,
little glove box lock. I have a safe. Even if you don't want to buy a safe, a lock box for a gun is $100.
And you know what's free? Educating your child.
Absolutely. Teach them that firearms are not a toy. I know what you see in cartoons. I know what you see in movies. I know what you see in media. But a gun is a tool, a very deadly tool. Respect it. Give it that respect.
That is one thing I'll say. The Boy Scouts, what we did, oh, God. We taught them kids everything.
Gun education used to be taught in schools.
Oh, what? And it needs to be.
What?
It needs to be.
Especially because, guns are in schools. Let's just be honest.
Yes.
They are in schools.
And if we truly wanted to stop the guns from being in schools, we put guards and metal detectors in them. But you know what? Protecting our banks, worth every penny. Protecting our schools, that would be too expensive.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
So
federal buildings.
Second thing we can do as legal citizens. First of all is secure our firearms.
You guys are on point.
I have normally one gun out a day. Today's the exception because I'm, you know, showing my shit off. But normally I have whatever gun I'm carrying on me that day out. Everything else is either in a safe or a lockbox or some other secured location.
Or his kids running around with it.
Not always. And I say to people all the time, why do I feel the need to keep my guns locked up? It's not because I don't trust my kid. I don't trust his friends.
Yeah.
I don't know what their experience is, their training, their background is.
Dude,
it's safer to keep
everything
locked up. And I'm also sidestepping the whole issue of if somebody broke into my home, they have access to firearms.
That's the big thing.
The number one way guns are obtained illegally
or stolen
is vehicles.
Yeah.
People leaving guns in cars. That is not a secure place.
At all.
Can put a lockbox in a car,
but you know what? That lockbox can be stolen.
Did you ever hear about my girl back in Orlando who was the sheriff at the time who left her gun? Or was she police chief? Police chief.
This is normal.
Val Demings. I love you, Val.
But he won't talk about you right now.
Her gun got stolen out of her vehicle and front seat. And they still talk about that. God, it was so embarrassing.
So that's the second thing you can do. Or I'm sorry, first thing you can do is quit leaving unsecured firearms. The second thing you can do as a good, reasonable, law-abiding, gun-owning citizen is when you carry, be conscientious of how you carry. Like we were talking about open carry.
Yeah.
People are making themselves targets. You will be targeted specifically because you have a gun. You are not defending yourself when you open carry. You are making a statement. Much like the Confederate flag was saying.
Yes.
If you open carry a gun, you are making a statement.
You are making a statement.
Your statement is not, I am powerful, I am all defensible, all knowledgeable.
Your statement is shoot me first.
Is shoot me first and take my gun.
Yeah,
they just had a situation the other day. Did you see that on active self-protection?
Mm-hmm.
Where a guy walked into a store and saw a guy with a handgun openly carry, went back out, got his gun, came in and tried to rob a dude of his gun.
That's hilarious.
So the third thing you can do, and this is the thing with me, there's no law binding you to do it.
I like it, though.
It's one thing that I do as a result.
I didn't even think about it until you told me.
I will not sell a firearm to somebody who doesn't have a concealed carry permit. Because the permit tells me that you are vetted, you have gun training experience, and you are legal to own the firearm.
And the FBI has run a background check on you.
Yes.
So like if you have one of these, and that's a good point too, because Ohio is now a
constitutional
carry state. You do not need that to carry your firearm anymore. Don't show my shit. You know what I'm saying? There's personal information on there. You ain't cover up shit.
I did.
but my point is, yes, you can legally just buy a gun and carry it around on you, but it's good to have that for several reasons. The number one for me is I want to be able to conceal carry my gun in any state that has reciprocity with this state. So when I go to Georgia, as long as I have this, I'm good. When I go to Nevada, as long as I have this, I'm good. But constitutional carry is only the state that you live in.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the state.
What about New York? New York is a motherfucker.
No, New York ain't shit.
There's a handful. Illinois, it's impossible to carry in Illinois.
Yeah.
Is it?
They don't recognize any other state.
They don't have any reciprocity.
Nope.
So, but what I'm saying, like the majority of the states I travel to, I do have reciprocity.
And what's the
California
main thing you need to know before you go into that state carrying a gun?
All the laws. All the laws. Have the fucking app.
Ignorance of the law is
not
an excuse.
Say
it again?
Ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
So listen,
wow.
There's an app right there, the USCC, the same thing he was talking about, that magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you all you got to do is click on the state, and it tells you
Here's the rules. Because the rules in every state are different. For example, in Ohio, you cannot carry into a church or place of worship without written express permission from the clergy.
Mm.
That's our state law. Other states, Utah, gives zero fucks. In Utah, you can carry a gun in the school.
Damn, bruh.
Hey, it's a side note. In Utah, you can carry a gun in the school. You know how many school shootings Utah's had?
None.
Fucking zero. And that's because they're not a target
like places
here.
Damn.
So they're red. Nope, don't even try it. Yellow.
Yeah.
Green.
No laws.
Good
work.
You're good
to go.
You know what I'm saying? But like, but so, but
I didn't know Cali was one.
Of course, California got terrible gun laws.
Oh my god, you ain't never seen that in Cali legal gun.
You know I got arrested filming a movie out there, right?
I do know that. Yeah.
Because I had my gun on me.
Yeah, fake gun?
No.
Oh, it was a real gun?
I had my gun. My Ruger.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, P95. They still got that bitch. They said
but I could hold get... up, but that's Hollywood. All the movies with them shits.
Nigga, move it on. they said I could get it back. I got to fill out some paperwork and some forms and shit. I said, you know what? Y'all can have that.
You ever seen Triple X?
Yes.
It was only a Corvette.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Y'all it was only a Ruger.
Y'all can keep the... Hey, it was funny as hell because they arrested me. And I knew it wasn't as serious as they was making it seem. But I had no bullets on set. There was not a bullet anywhere in the vicinity. But I did have a 17-round mag on me.
Oh, damn.
That 17-round mag almost got me.
Because their limit's what? 10?
10, yes. That 17-round...
They were trying to... You know they were trying to mint 7.
What?
Yes.
What am I going to do with 7 shots?
Throw the gun afterwards. Right. That's it.
Yeah. Right. But nah, hey. The magazine was almost a bigger issue than the gun was.
Oh, get it.
No, you want to know what's funny is? And
they told me I could have the gun back. I couldn't have the magazine.
Here's an unintended consequence of mag limitations. They're telling you to carry the biggest fucking bullet that you can buy. Yeah, because your standard... Your standard 9mm now is 17 rounds. Standard. When they say high capacity mags, yeah, 17 is the standard.
Oh, so standard, okay, I see what you're saying, but I'm thinking carry gun, I would say 10.
Well, I'm saying 9mm. It's a caliber.
You. I got you.
I mean, we want to talk about subcompact to full size.
I got you.
But.
Because the dagger was 17.
Dagger 17. Well, 17. The short dagger is 15, but the full size dagger is 19. So it's kind of a hash. Hodgepodge. I mean, we're sidestepping. We're sidestepping 5.7 guns. 5.7 sold 30. So that statement being made is
I can't afford the 5.7 gun or the 5.7.
No, you can. Did you see PSA's new 5.7?
No.
Oh,
I did. Yeah.
My God, that thing is sexy as fuck.
But I still can't afford the ammo.
I can't afford the ammo either.
Yeah, no matter.
$37 for 20 rounds.
Yeah.
That's a gun you only get to shoot once.
Yeah. I mean, you remember that somebody tried to steal my wallet, so I emptied my 5.7 into it. Shit, how much was in the wallet?
It's cheaper to give him the wallet.
How much money you
have? That was one of the jokes. Somebody said that, and it's like, I emptied the mag into him. It would have been cheaper to give him the wallet, my man.
How much was you carrying? God damn.
True statement, man.
20 rounds of 5.7?
Oh, shit.
Right.
Hey, gun guy humor. I'm sorry. Gun guy humor.
Yeah, gun guys will get that because they'll find that fucking hilarious. But no, what they're telling you is, hey, you know, we have a mag limitation to 10. That's telling everybody out there to carry a 45. Wow. 45s normally have a 9, 10 round limitation.
And also, too, so like...
I saw a thing today. Earlier, a dude had a .454 Kazool as his daily carry. Dude!
Damn.
Jesus Christ, man!
What the fuck are you doing?
Them were like AA batteries.
Yeah.
Them mother. No, seriously.
No. Watch it. Like I was gonna say. Google 454 Kazool and pumpkins.
Yeah.
Like no, there's nothing left
that
of
shit,
the pumpkin.
Yo, that shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's like
so
a
when Biden
battery.
Said 9mm blows the lung out, he meant to say 454 Kazool.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing too, like when they were trying to make you know anything over 10 items an NFA item.
Oh
my God. They're basically out pricing. The normal human being, the normal citizen, the normal American citizen.
Well, that's one of
being
my
able to own a firearm.
Well, that's one of my pet peeves is they are by proxy creating an elite class.
Pretty much, that's exactly what they're doing.
And like, the problem I have with that is them mandating it's okay for us, but it's not okay for you.
Like, imagine you only have $400 to spend on a firearm. That's all you have, and that's normal.
$200. You can buy a decent gun for $200.
No, you can buy an amazing gun for $300. We've both proven it. You know what I'm saying? Like not only the dagger, the Canix, the Tauruses, the Stoger. Like there's a ton of guns for $300.
Shield.
Come on, let's go.
Shield.
And use Glocks. Use M&Ps. All that. But now you spend $300 on this gun. You spend X amount of dollars on ammo. And you also, you know, you keep in your budget, you know, a concealed carry class from Defense Dynamics. You know what I'm saying?
Did I tell you I canceled the class, but I still had two people show up? I felt bad because I was like, yeah, I canceled it because it never notified me that people signed up. And I don't know if that was just a failure in the
Did
class.
Did you
still
give them the class?
No, I had already canceled it.
Oh, you ain't
sure. I already had plans for the rest of the day. I'm like, shit, I can't do it.
Hey,
today.
You should have sent them over to me. I'd have taught them.
Anyway, I didn't even think about it.
But like, so. Now, and the majority, so like, how many, so the dagger came with one mag, right?
Yeah.
The shield I bought came with five mags.
Oh, yeah, you bought that kit. Yeah.
It came with five
Which
mags.
Which that was a banging deal.
Banging deal.
Yeah.
For $450.
No, think 20 years ago what you had as options for self-defense versus
hold on.
Now.
But before we even get there, though, so like, imagine anything over a 10-round mag is an NFA item.
Dude.
So...
I would literally owe the government about fucking $15,000 right
easy.
Now.
Easy. So like what he was like, he didn't get into all the pricing about the suppressor. You have to pay the government $200 just to have the right to pay whatever.
No, that $200 is the file.
Yeah,
that's not approved. That's the file.
Yeah.
What
for
the
stamp.
Hell, bro?
Yeah. Oh yeah, if you fail, you don't get your money back. They just send you a note. Good luck next time.
Nah, homie.
No, here's the kicker about an NFA. If they decline you, if they do not approve it, they don't give you a reason.
They don't even give you a
they
reason.
They say you're declined.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to figure out why you're declined.
So, and it's not like you paid the $200 one time and now you can buy whatever
you want. That's every stamp.
So, like,
that's crazy.
My $450 gun that came with it came with two 10 rounds and
let's
three
just say
13s.
Standard capacity.
Yeah, so I would only have to pay for the 13s. My $450 purchase now is a $1,000 and $50 purchase.
So what are we doing? We're restricting it to people that can afford it, to the elite class of people that they're trying to create. Because I have a problem with exemptions. I'll just say, I don't care. I don't care if you're law enforcement.
Yeah.
You are not
you
any more trained
thing,
I than
care.
I am. No. I have a problem with their highest negligent discharge rate is police officers.
I might be more trained than you are. Seriously.
Yeah.
And so, like,
That's not every police officer, but that's a lot of them.
Yeah. If the NFA was a one-time fee... $500.
You ever thought about how they do that?
If it was a one-time fee.
You ever seen that where they do a pressure check by just...
Yeah, I can do it.
Dude,
I got big hands, though.
See, I can't do that.
So, like...
To me, I do not keep my grip. Yeah, but do it from holding it. Do it from holding it.
Hold on. I've done... I can't... I usually can do it. Because I got big
hands. I always watch that, and I watch that, and I always think the same thing. Why?
Because it looks cool. Because in The Matrix 2... When they was in the elevator, remember the one homie did it with the tube?
Yeah.
Damn, maybe I'm just old now. Maybe I got arthritis too. But I used to be able to do it.
Okay. So the statement we're trying to make with that is I have two problems. Because actually, did you see what City of Columbus is trying to do?
Nah. Well, no.
Oh, my fucking God. You know how much I love our city council.
Yeah.
So they are trying to pass. So we all know what statewide preemption is, correct? You know what statewide preemption is?
Yeah.
Statewide preemption. So the rules that govern the state of Ohio are ORC, Ohio Revised Code. That's what our constitution in the state of Ohio is. We have what's called statewide preemption. It's a listing in the ORC that says no township, city, municipality, anything can pass a law more restrictive than state law.
Okay.
Which it basically says is you can't ban, like it says a city is not allowed to go, hey, you can't eat chicken on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We're banning chicken on Thursdays.
Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
Cannot make chicken on Thursdays. And then that drops the ball in everybody's responsibility so that you don't drive through Pickerington eating chicken on a Thursday and your ass ends up in jail.
Right.
People are like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. Because then it drops the burden of knowledge on you to know every little fucking municipality's laws.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why it exists.
Yeah.
So City of Cleveland has been found in violation of it two or three times. City of Akron Canton once or twice. Toledo once or twice. So the City of Columbus filed a suit against the state. The judge, a Franklin County municipal judge, ruled...
Shut it down.
Or no, he didn't shut it down. He ruled that he would look into it and come back later. And then he let it set for 2 years.
Damn.
So then the city filed an injunction. And then the judge at that point was like, well, I mean, I got to do something with it. So he said, you know what? Go ahead and pass your own law. So you know what this means is the city of Columbus is now free to pass an assault weapons ban, because that's what they proposed. I did see that. They proposed an assault weapons ban. They're not saying what the assault weapons are, just the assault weapons ban.
What the fuck is an assault weapon?
So let me finish that statement. So the biggest problem with this is not that it's going to reduce crime, because it's fucking not. It just doesn't fucking apply to anybody that's going to change. Because criminals out there carrying 17 fucking round mags or 25 or 32 round mags, they get zero fucks what the law is.
Yeah,
that being said, all it's going to do is it's going to apply to the common man out there carrying a gun for self-defense. He's going to get pulled over. For whatever reason, the officer takes possession of his firearm for duration of the traffic stop, which the police officer is allowed to do. You have a 17 round mag in there. Mm-hmm. The rule is 10. So now you're being charged with a crime for carrying a 17-round magazine that's legal anywhere in the state of Ohio except for the fucking city of Columbus. So guess what? Now you got to pay for an attorney. Now you got to pay for an attorney to fight this, and let's call it what it is, unconstitutional law.
Hell yeah.
And then you got to watch and wait and pay for 3 years of trials, attorneys, and courts until it makes it to the state of Ohio Supreme Court, where the state of Ohio Supreme Court goes, that's unconstitutional, city of Columbus, you can't do that.
And
that's crazy.
We're going to go back to Talisha's point earlier. My tax money is going to you getting Starbucks on EPD, but your tax money is also funding this illegal fucking court case.
There you go.
Yep.
And you worried about the Starbucks, but you're not worried about the violation of my rights?
I'm worried about these tax breaks. How much money they giving Intel for coming here?
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm worried about. So, as much as I love my wife, people that are worried about welfare are looking at pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
Corporate welfare is a problem. Individual welfare is not.
I'm
so fucking tired.
This guy, we're about to hang out. But like, before we do, hold on. But like, this is why I hate Republicans. This is why I hate Democrats. And I don't use the hate word a lot.
Y'all busy arguing over who got the better master.
Pretty much, you know what I mean?
Because like, Michael Renner said it best.
Yeah, Republicans are just so oblivious to common sense. Like, it is so idiotic. And Democrats are just so fucking weak.
Mm-hmm. Democrats think they're leading the moral charge, and they're not.
Yeah. Because at the top, like, and I think I've said this on every single one of your podcasts, it is less about the left versus the right, and it's more about the up versus the down. Mm-hmm. Because
I love when Kanye says up all the time.
It's the truth, because like,
yo, I'm up.
Like rich leftists and rich rightists have more in common than I do with any of them.
Than the 99%.
Period.
Yeah.
It's not about left versus right. It's about up versus down. And this is why I hate the majority of Trump supporters, because the majority of Trump supporters is no better off than I am.
Right.
Like, y'all over here fighting for some shit that y'all don't got no fucking idea about. It's so fucking like, yo, like, you just as bad off as I am, but they've convinced you that you're doing good.
See, and conversely, I'll say the problem I always have with liberals is you're trying to tell me that you should be able to decide what's good for me.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's the point that irritates me about them. I hate them always leading the charge.
This is not just me.
Yeah. I was going to say, damn, this room must just do something to motherfuckers. They like, this carpet just looks so comfortable. Let me just get a little piece of that.
Does.
Hey, the funniest part about that particular night was like, you was like, I cannot find my fucking hoodie.
Yeah, it was
pillow. Shit, it was my pillow.
It's my hoodie.
Yo, because the hoodie was like.
That's on hilarious.
Hey, look, Pete. The hoodie was like on that little peg, and I'm laying down like, yo. So I just reached up and grabbed that shit. Yeah, I was like, and the following morning, he's like, "Fuck, I gotta get out of here. Where the fuck is my hoodie?" I said, "Oh shit, I've been sleeping on this. My pillow."
So going on to Kanye. So he's being, and I agree. Here's what's funny is I feel like right now Kanye is a perfect example of us killing the messenger.
I felt like that before Alex Jones.
Okay. Well, I didn't watch that, but I was like, man, you could have picked a better person to have an interview with.
Bruh, he went too far.
But that being said,
I've been on the Kill the Messenger shit. I watched the entire Drink Champs interview, other than the George Floyd shit. I had no problem with nothing he said. Mm-hmm. I watched the entire what's the homie in England? What's his name? Alex or something like that? Not Alex. Fuck. He did an interview in London. I watched that shit. Piers Morgan.
I
watched that shit.
I don't care for him.
He trash. I think he's absolutely trash. I didn't have much problem with the Piers Morgan shit, the Tucker Carlson shit. I didn't have much problem with that. I didn't, you know, but when he did the Tim Pool shit, that was a little excessive. When he started flying around with Nick Fuentes, that shit was definitely excessive. And this Alex Jones shit, he can't come back from this one.
You don't think so?
He literally said, I mean, Nazis was good motherfuckers too. Oh, goddamn.
It depends on who you ask. Opinions vary. And that's the thing it kills
but
me
nah,
most.
But like, nah, you gotta watch it.
Okay, I will. I ain't got. I saw clips. I saw clips.
This shit is bad.
But you know what? I have a like.
This shit. So like if Albert Einstein all of a sudden just started raping children, we gotta throw all that shit out. We can't say, oh, Hitler did some good shit too. No, motherfucker. Whatever the fuck Hitler did, just throw that shit the fuck out. We cannot hang on to that. If Hitler invented the electric car, we cannot be like, well, he did it. No. We just got to throw all that
shit
out.
Well, let me stop you. Not Hitler directly, but give me Van... Oh, shit. Fuck, I'm drawing 100% blank. Hitler resulted in the development of jet engines. So apparently you ride horseback now.
All that shit out.
Okay, well, you can't ever fly on a plane again. So
but what I'm saying,
cut
no,
out Las Vegas
no,
and Galley.
We cannot be like, you know what? He did this. No.
I can't think of the guy's name, but basically, have you ever heard of Operation Paperclip? It was an American operation. Mm-hmm. So we talk all this shit about Nazis and fighting the battle against evil. We brought over 250 Nazis to work for the American government after the war.
And during, too. During also.
Well, during the war, it was considered an act of espionage. Yeah. So then I can see it. But after the war, and I'm drawing a fucking 100% blank, but the guy who developed jet engines and rockets, Werner von Braun, he actually led NASA for almost 11 years. He's the reason we made it to the moon.
Nah, I know what you're talking
so
about.
So when you say throw everything away, I'm like, yeah,
no,
man, there's a lot of shit to throw away.
What I'm saying is, like, you cannot be like, hey, this was a good person because he did. Not even that. You can't even say this person did good things. Like, fuck whatever he did. There's certain motherfuckers you got to throw everything away. Mm-hmm. Like whatever he did. Like you can still reap the benefits of the thing, but you can't say, hey, he did this. Like if Hitler created farming. Like, the reason we have vegetables is because of Hitler. We can't be like, hey, Hitler did give us farms. No.
No, you can still go, no, he was trash. But I'm not saying that he's not trash.
Going all the way.
I'm saying you can't throw away the advancement based on
keep
the
advancement,
method
but
of advancement.
Excuse me, I guess I'm saying throw away all the praise.
Oh, absolutely. Well, throw that's like praise. I said, I can say that Hitler was a brilliant guy. I'm not going to take that away from him. What he was able to do... to roughly half of his population without the other half revolting was truly fucking impressive.
Because normal German.
Look, this
rib
done claimed another victim. Look,
bruh.
It unclaimed another victim. It's a rat.
It is a rat.
you about to kick over the Christmas present and everything. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's good.
I'm about to grab my coat over there as a pillow.
Here, I'll put that up.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. Because Pernell.
You can wash your hands in there. I think snaps. It got me pinched over here.
Because I know Pernell will kick some shit over. Let me get the crossbow, too.
Man, I know that motherfucker's over.
Is it, no, is this still legal?
The crossbow will be all right.
I'm just wondering, is this still legal?
Well, you know what's happening in...
Damn, this heavy as shit.
You know what's happening in fucking Canada right now.
Nah, what's going on?
Man, I used to like Justin Trudeau until I realized that dude has lost his mind.
What'd he do?
So, first and foremost, Justin Trudeau... I liked him when he got elected to office, but... You used to be able to legally own a gun in Canada.
Man,
that's sexy.
It really is.
I'm listening to you.
You used to legally be able to own a gun in Canada. Now, they had all kinds of limitations on it that, quite frankly, Canada would love, or California would love to have. But you can still legally own a gun in Canada.
Is this like...
Huh?
How do you...
You have to use a pull string. You can't do it.
Damn, that's tight.
So... They didn't really have a whole lot. They had like a shooting or two. I'm not going to say it was a whole lot of shootings. Meanwhile, ignoring crossbow, they had a... When I was in Toronto the last time, 3 people were shot with a crossbow.
Are you serious?
Yes. So people thinking that because we have guns, we have crime. employee fallacy.
Like London, like London's knife crime is through the roof.
If you're talking per capita, London is more dangerous than New York City, which says a lot.
Yeah, London's knife crime
is ridiculous. Nuts. Canada's is too. But Trudeau has led the charge to ban guns in Canada. He has managed to ban common use guns in Canada. And he basically
common use guns?
What we call common use, AR-15s, AK-47s, stuff that's wholly owned. So now in Canada, you can own a lever action rifle, a revolver, you can own a single shot bolt action. You cannot own a semi-automatic in Canada anymore.
And you know what's crazy? A lever action is very deadly.
Oh, yeah. Lever good action, game. 45-70, 44 mag.
What? Or even a 357.
454.
Man.
I would fuck with no lever action.
What? Mm-mm. A lever action, you can get some action, like, for real.
Hey, the only gun rated to kill a T-Rex is a lever action.
The 45-7?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because that was a joke.
Oh, yeah, it's on their website, because of the Jurassic Park. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Why did I really, like, when you first said it, I was like, yeah, the 45-7, it can take down a T-Rex. Like, I really, like, well, wait a minute, what am I doing?
But, lever actions are way more deadly than people give credit to.
Well, if we're being technical, revolvers are too. Yeah, that's like true. I said, anytime they think they're creating a better situation by restricting capacity, all they're telling you to do is carry bigger bullets.
Yeah.
Because that's like my 357 only holds 6.
But even like, because lever actions, that tube is pretty fucking long.
Oh, yeah. You can hold 15 in a lever action.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hold 10, 12, but the perception that less guns or. No, the perception that a gun is less deadly than another gun is fucking fallacy.
Pretty much.
Any gun is perfectly, like, 22 long rifle, probably the most deadly caliber in fucking history.
Do you know what the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history is?
Yeah, it's a school on an Indian reservation.
No, well, I thought it was Virginia Tech.
No.
Really? Well, you know what? As soon as you say Indian reservation, like,
the most deadly school shooting in American history, you have to Google for specifics because I'm drawing a blank, happened on an Indian reservation in South Dakota. Huh?
What's the number?
200.
Okay, so.
Basically, the Union Army went in there and just killed everybody in the fucking school.
Oh, what? Okay.
I mean, it happened in the 1800s.
Well, okay. So in modern history, it's Virginia Tech.
Correct.
With the pistol.
No, I think it was, what, 27?
I think it's more than that. I want to say it was 40. Was it 27?
He did it with two pistols.
Glock and a... It was a Glock and what was the second one? I know one was a Glock for sure. You looking up Virginia Tech, you looking up the 1800 thing.
1800 thing, because I can't remember all the relevant information in his driving
I'm
looking
up the Virginia Tech.
See, it's killing me because, you know, it gives you all the stuff that's current. It doesn't give you anything older than that. And that's what's funny is what they classify as a school shooting now. If a school happens, if a shooting...
It was a Walther P-22.
There you go. I was going to say, 22 is a deadly fucking count.
And it was 33. It was 33 deaths.
33?
Yeah.
Seeing I'm drawing that.
So it was a Glock 19 and a Walther P-22. That is fucking... Damn, and another 23 injured. Wait. 23, 17, why did I say that? I'm confused. Because it says 92. Okay, yeah, so he killed 32, wounded 17.
Okay.
And then, that's not counting the number of people that were injured jumping out of windows to escape. So, I say that to say...
I know there's a school in there somewhere, and I'm not fucking seeing it. The worst mass shooting in American history by many media organizations and our president losing a single event, gun violence... This kind of categorization is very debatable and has been called out whitewashing history. If we mean murder perpetrated by guns, the worst mass shooting in American history was the Wounded Knee Massacre in South Dakota, where 150 to 300 Native Americans were gunned down by the U.S. Army in South Dakota.
Well,
and it's like, and we don't even know the number because we don't keep track of when we do bad shit.
That makes sense. So, okay, so along them lines, like, what about Tulsa?
Oh, yeah, the Black Wall Street?
Yeah.
I want to say it was, like, 200, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, so I wasn't counting, you know, that type of, like, you know, the obvious genocide of just, you know, white America just doing what white America does. I was just talking about in more modern history. That's why I'm talking about the Virginia Tech shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it's snoring. Our, it's, hold like.
On. Chris.
I thought it was Stitch.
Yeah. But no, but my point is, like, that Virginia Tech is one of the, is the highest in modern history.
And, school?
Mass shooting.
No, Nevada was worse.
Nah. You know about the one in, at the Rio? I mean, at the Mandalay Bay?
Yeah.
No, that many people didn't die. Hey, man,
it was 30-something.
Nah.
Yeah, it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, that was higher. Red Lake. See, everything here is tracking it since Columbine.
Yeah, it's not tracking it before. That's 61. So I was definitely wrong. That's double.
And what kills me about that is people like, well, here, first and foremost, I'm going to say this because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I have friends in the military. Mm-hmm. So, you know, purportedly he used two AR-15s to commit that shooting.
This article says he had 24 guns.
Yeah, how did you get that up to that room, by the way?
That makes no sense.
No, how'd you get 24 guns up to your hotel room and ammunition? Nobody did. To me, and I'm honestly trying not to say this as a conspiracy theorist, too much about that doesn't make sense to me. One,
he had 14 AR-15s, 8 308 AR-10s, one bolt action, and then a 38 revolver.
So how did you get all that up there, by the way? So when you listen to the video of that, I have a bunch of friends who are military, and everybody says the same thing because they were in a theater of combat and heard it. Mm. The gun you hear in the video is not an AR-15.
Period.
It's an M249 Salt. Yeah. Everybody I know in the military says the same thing. That's not an AR-15. That's an M249.
Another thing about that shooting too. So like, you remember after that, there was so many calls for donations and medical supplies and all that because all the hospitals were out of everything. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Hold on. I got a comment from a couple people in here. I was ignoring. I was just trying to make it up. As I say, somebody commented, just as I was thinking, they let the left take their guns and boom, mass genocide. He's talking about the Nazis.
Mm-hmm. So,
Thank you for the comment, Jeremiah.
So, do you remember when that Mandalay Bay shooting happened? They were talking about how the hospitals were so overrun and everything and everything.
Yeah.
At the time, I was dating a respiratory therapist that lived in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's a goddamn lie. These hospitals are full of everything. Like, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like that whole situation, cause like I am kind of a conspiracy theorist, but
it's got to make sense to me.
Like nothing about that shooting made sense.
No, how many wealthy men go on a killing spree that we know about anyway?
Right.
That we find out about.
And also too, like there were many videos of like people in the audience with handguns shooting into the crowd. Those videos is out there.
Yeah, well, the thing I have about that, when everybody's, instead of trying to figure out how he perpetrated the crime, I immediately point to, let's just thank God that he wasn't smart enough to rent a box truck and just drive through a crowd.
He would have killed
way more. Because he killed 89 people in Nice with a box truck.
Yeah.
So let's just be grateful that he didn't go that route or go the Timothy McVeigh route and pack a fucking box truck right outside the stage with a shitload of fertilizer. There are more effective, efficient ways to kill a whole bunch of people. Instead of being retroactive and trying to figure out the whys, let's be proactive and try to find the problems that create these type of individuals. For example, every time you see a shooting and it was perpetrated by a person, quote unquote, on the left side, somebody who was non-binary, somebody who was LGBT. Why is the narrative always,
I identify as lesbian.
They always say, he slipped through the cracks. I fucking hate
That's
it.
That's a lie.
I fucking hate it when they say that.
Because, like,
he didn't slip through the cracks. You fucking ignored the problem. Like, Nicholas Cruz is a prime fucking example of that. If he didn't slip through the fucking recently, cracks, you fucking ignored.
Is that dude here recently the one that like...
Nicholas Cruz is Parkland.
Okay, Parkland was terrible too. But
like, they always say he slipped through the cracks. But he did.
But there's more, like even the recent one, this motherfucker like he had like psychiatric, like all kind of
documented
shit.
Documented history.
Yo, this shit like that. What was the one here recently? They was like he, even his parents was like, yo, something wrong with this motherfucker. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And the one in Buffalo that supermarket shooter he should have been flagged like there was all.
Well,
like,
you look at the one in Aurora, Illinois. The
that
guy
one was another one. Yeah,
he was already on a list.
Yeah,
but because the sheriff's department, police department, whoever the authority was, wherever he was at in Georgia, did not update the database, he was able to purchase a gun. And the Illinois State Troopers approved him for a FOIA card, a firearm owner's identification card. So how many state agencies can drop the ball and the law-abiding gun owners are being blamed for it? How many of us? Because that's like, you're telling me we need another law. We need another law. You're not enforcing the fucking laws you already have.
And he slipped
through the cracks. No, you're fucking ignored him.
And my biggest thing when it comes to, you know, the gun being the problem, there's more guns in America than there are people.
Correct. We have enough guns to give almost every citizen two.
Yeah. Y'all keep saying the guns. Like, if the gun was the problem, there'd be 50 shootings a day.
Well, I say it all the time. I was like, we by far own more guns than any place else in the world. Mm-hmm. However, we are not the highest gun crime rate in the world. We're 11th, if we're being honest.
There's more guns in America than there are people
always say, well, that's why there's so many suicides if we got rid of the guns.
That's not true.
No. I was going to say, we are not even in the top 20 when it comes to suicide, and we still have more guns than everybody else. I was like, the reality is, and we've said it time and time and time and time again on here, is we have no mental health support structure whatsoever. And we have a little bit for, and I say this all the time, for women and children, we have none for men. You know, we constantly crack jokes at men who lose their shit when we think it's funny. But when they fucking wig out and kill a whole bunch of people, we no longer think it's funny.
Like, even like we keep bringing up Kanye. Like, Kanye's obviously disturbed. Like
he's got some issues.
But
what he's saying is not without merit.
Some of the things.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm not saying everything.
Yeah, like, at this point, like, Kanye's out the window, bro. It's asinine that the people around him are still... Like, if I was doing the things Kanye was doing, I'd be mad at you. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you letting me... Why am I in front of a camera right now? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes you got to tell people for damn good, nah, this ain't for you.
Like, bro. Like the same way you take a motherfucker's keys when they drunk, you got to be like, yo, hey, sit down, bro. You know what I mean?
So we didn't talk about Elon Musk. So
Elon's another one.
Honestly, I think Elon is probably like a troll to the 10th power. I love his trolling.
But I do agree that he is a troll, but he's also a stupid troll. He's just burning money right now.
Oh, well, he doesn't care.
I get it, but like, God damn.
Hey, when you have billions with a B, you can burn money. S. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you have money like that, you can burn it however you see fit. And honestly, I love the fact that he fucking trolls everybody he doesn't agree. I love it.
But like,
because people want to cancel him just because he trolls, and I'm like, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like right now, and he's came out and publicly said it. He said, free speech is the last vestige in this country that's untouched, and we have to keep it that way. That's why he's unbanning accounts.
Yeah, but like, but okay, we've had this conversation. Free speech isn't what
people think it is.
And what he thinks it is also. You know what I'm saying?
It is, but it isn't. Because you have free speech from the government. You have protection.
Yeah. Protection from
the government.
Yeah.
But not from businesses, private entities like that. But the way he is saying it is that the cancel culture, he's basically saying that the cancel culture does not have the authority to remove free speech. I agree with that.
I agree with that too. Like, I hate cancel culture. I wish we had council culture.
Correct.
Right. We should counsel each other and have a conversation and say, hey, this is why what you're saying is dangerous. Mm-hmm. This is why what you're saying is hurtful. This is why what you're saying is problematic. Mm-hmm. You know, like we need to have counsel culture, not cancel culture.
Okay.
Like, I don't want you to, oh, you said that? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not listening to anything you ever have to say after this point. And that's the problem. Because honestly, I'm a firm proponent of everybody's entitled to an opinion. It might just be that you're an asshole, but you're still entitled to an opinion. Because that's like a lot of times my opinions ruffle feathers, and I'm like, look, it's my opinion. Does it? How much does it count for? Same price you paid for.
Opinions. Nothing. Is just like assholes.
That being said, did you see the thing about the church that was hosting a drag event? You didn't see nothing about that?
No.
See, I think we'll have to get into that another time. Because my statements on that would be deemed anti-LGBT, and I'm like, I'm not. I really don't care. I'm just saying I have a problem with intentionally bringing children into the equation.
And the thing that kills me about that topic, like when we say, hey, children shouldn't be making the decision on that at that age.
No.
When it comes to LGBT things, we get deemed, what the fuck is wrong with you, da, da, da. But we feel this way about a lot of things. Like, children shouldn't be drinking at this age.
Well, that statement should be like, all right, well, maybe we should allow children to get tattoos.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because I have a problem with that. Because it's like, the reality is, I mean, I got tattoos I wouldn't get again.
Right.
And it's like, as an adult,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so like, but that's my point. Like, if you say, hey, I don't feel like children should be exposed to whatever it is at this age, mm-hmm. I feel that way across the board.
And I do too, because I equated it, somewhere here in Columbus, there was a church that had a drag event.
That's wild.
I'm fine with it if that's what the church wants to do. Nice. But they were inviting children like ages 4, 5, and 6, and I'm like, whoa, now that's where I'm not cool with it. And somebody said, well, you know, if it's their children and everybody's, if the parents are fine with them, like, parents could want to take their kids to see Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. I don't think it's appropriate for a Rocky Horror Picture Show to have 4, 5, and 6-year-olds watching it. I mean, it's not a bad movie, and it's not, you know,
it's not appropriate.
Obscene. It's just not appropriate.
So, like, I'll give you a perk. So, like, did you see this Balenciaga ad that they got so much pushback about?
Uh-huh.
So, Balenciaga had children, like, in an ad with, like, dolls that was wearing, like, BDSM shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, so I've always said that I don't think that children should be exposed to, like, gay LGBT stuff, because it's just like, why is there LGBT in cartoons? I think that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And people like you know, push back against me at that, and you don't like
the LGBT community. I'm like,
I am into BDSM. Mm-hmm. I like tying bitches up. Mm-hmm. I do not think children should be exposed to BDSM, and I love it. Yeah. I love this shit.
We all...
I love lesbians. I love bisexual women. So you can't say I'm...
Don't forget gay men. Y'all love gay men, too.
I don't love them, but they cool.
You just don't want to participate?
Yeah. I mean, they're my mother. You know, my niggas. I guess I do love the gay niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But my point is, just because I say a child shouldn't be exposed to it doesn't mean I'm anti it, because I am it. Like, I do not think children should know about time.
See, and I would say, and to me, it's not even the morality of it. It's the underlying understanding of what's going on.
Right.
You're exposing a child to something he doesn't understand.
At all.
And 5 years down the road, his interpretation might change about what he saw.
And plus, too, so, like, again, I'm saying I like time bitches up. I tie up consenting motherfuckers. If a child might not understand the difference between consent and just tying the chick up, you know what I mean?
Right.
You said I was just somebody.
Or it might not imply that consent is needed or necessary.
Right.
So it opens a whole nother bag of worms.
Yeah, I don't even a child should not even be going out. Cause like, and we was even talking about consent, not consent.
Yeah, consensual, non-consent.
A child don't know what the fuck that is. Nope, a child nope. don't, like, yes, I consent to non-consent. What the, no, what the fuck?
And it's like, I jokingly say it, but I'm serious. I was like, your five-year-old should not know what a safe word is. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Your child should not know what the fuck, like, man, I got all kind of shit.
You trying to build rigs. You're like, man, we'll just build two of those. And I'm like, yeah, Cameron would not. Cameron would ask too many fucking questions I don't want to answer.
Yeah.
So
I literally have straps on my bed. You can just tie chicks to the bed.
Yeah, I had to take those down because, you know, it's one of those. What are these for? Oh, yeah, that's just to hold the mattress up there, buddy. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I keep telling her.
But, like, these are things children should not be exposed to.
Correct, correct.
You know what I mean?
And then anytime you go snooping and see something, like, dude, quit looking at my shit. You're gonna see something you don't want to see, I'm telling you. But I had a conversation. I have a buddy of mine who is, he's gay, and he lives out in rural Ohio. Him and I are electric car guys. Mm. That's how I met him. And I remember one time having a conversation with him, like, hey, man, if I wanted to get into your community and, you know, try to get people over to the knowledgeable gun side, how would I do it?
Hey, and they need guns.
Absolutely, because you want to talk about people who become targeted.
Targets.
What's funny is his response to me was fucking hilarious. He's like, man, you might have more luck with the Bull Dykes than anybody else.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I was like,
but
dude.
You know, but you know what's funny? Like, not a gay men want to know about this. Like, seriously.
Some. I've met some.
I've seen it. So, going back to what we were talking about with, we were talking about earlier when I got arrested filming my movie because I had a pistol on set. So, like, a very good friend of mine, like, I would say he's a very good friend of mine, guy I worked with, I asked him to be a part of my film because there was a scene with a drag queen. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, it was even kind of awkward asking him because I didn't know the terminology, I didn't know the word. I said, hey, is drag queen, is that offensive? He said, nah. I said, well, okay, can I ask you, do you ever do any drag? He said, occasionally. I said, yo, I got this role in my film that involves a drag queen I want you to be in. He said, I'm not an actor. I said, bro, do me a favor. I'm going to send the script over to you. Read the scene. Tell me what you think. He said, okay, cool. I said, it's over to him. He ready? He said, oh, she's a bitch. I said, this is you. He said, I said, look, do me a favor. Come to the table read. If you like how it feels, let's do it. He said, cool, I'm going to come to the table read. Came to the table read, dressed exactly how I'm dressed right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Read that shit. Showed up to film the scene. And a dress that came to here. 6-inch heels.
Just balls hanging out.
What? You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at him like, yes.
See, I would have thought that was the best thing ever.
Man, it was. It was amazing.
I'd have been like, dude, you said you don't act. Let me tell you, you lead the motherfucking charge right now.
So look, we filming. We in Hollywood. We right off Hollywood Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We filming at 2 o'clock.
I think it's so funny that this room has claimed another victim.
Yeah, the two.
Just well, he been evicted in this old damn house.
So we filming.
I can't believe P went down like that. Like,
so look, we filming. Bro got the dress on. He got the wig on. He got the heels on. Now clubs are starting to let out. Motherfuckers are starting to walk by. They're like, oh, da, da, da. Oh shit, what the fuck? Hey, da, da, da. Like they really going off on dude.
They didn't realize it was in Hollywood.
But I mean, like that. But they going off. They like really. Shouting hateful things.
I, that's when I saw. I could just see you over in the corner, like.
But like, I'm sitting there looking at him, and he's just smiling. You know, I can tell like
it's bothering him.
But this happens to him, mm-hmm. And he has to deal with this shit. Whenever the like, I can tell if he hates it, but it's his life. And I'm sitting there looking at this shit like, damn, this motherfucker doing this shit is a favor for me. And he got to endure this shit. That shit really hurt me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. That shit hurt me. And I'm like, and I'm over here saying something to them. They're like, hey.
You like, it shouldn't be that way.
That shit really fucked with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there looking at him. And I even like apologized to him afterwards. He said, I'm used to it.
So have you ever heard that story?
That shit was crazy.
You ever heard that story about Django?
No,
I ever tell you that story about Samuel L. Jackson and Leonardo DiCaprio.
What you gotta tell me?
So, you know the scene. So, that movie, like, let me just go ahead and say it.
I know he cut his hand. I know that was real.
So, Django, Quentin Tarantino knows how to write an edgy movie.
Oh, yeah.
And walk that boundary.
All of them.
Because let me tell you, a white director writing the N-word as much as Quentin Tarantino does.
He puts it 50 times in every movie.
So, long story short was, there was a scene in that where Leonardo DiCaprio had to use the N-word a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And he was having a real hard time with it. And, you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And true Samuel L. Jackson Moore leaned in. He's like, motherfucker, this is Wednesday for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he was like, Leonardo DiCaprio laughed and thought about what he was saying and continued on. And it was like, it was a true statement.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was the one thing, like, that Samuel L. Jackson, And I was like, it is a good point to be like, it's vulgar and it's obscene, but sometimes the point is the point.
Yeah.
And sometimes a point ain't a point. But what he was just saying to him was, we here to do this. Let's do this.
Yeah. It's funny you come up with that example, because that's just a perfect example of, like, the reverse for me. Mm-hmm. I was Leonardo DiCaprio in that
movie.
And
he kind of looked at you like,
and bro was...
This is what it is.
He said, man, I apologize. I'm like, bro, I'm so sorry. Like, he said, I'm used to it.
Yep. And that's what...
And like, that's almost even more hurtful than what they was doing. The fact that he said he's used to it.
And like, that's what... Like, that's wild. That's what truly kills me about, like, for example, everybody living in Central Ohio, I'm talking, like, Columbus, you know, all the suburbs and stuff, is have that understanding that regardless of whether you don't agree with this person's political affiliation, what they might feel about a drag party, what school they went to, what politically leanings, you have more in common with that person than you do with anybody you think represents.
That's true.
And I get upset when people are like, well, these fucking liberals out here, if they didn't do this, this, and this, and the people are like, these fucking Republicans are too stupid to do this, this, and this. I'm like, y'all need to realize that those people that you think represent you don't represent you. You have more common with that person across the street with that Confederate flag in your garage than you do with that person wearing a suit. In the state house.
Nah, I agree with that. Like, it's more up and down.
Because y'all in it, exactly that. It's up and down. You in the same place as him, you would do better to work with him than to try to work with that elected representative if he don't give a fuck about you.
Even going back to what we were talking about, what's my man in Chicago? Got killed at 20. Got shot down by the police.
I know who you're talking about.
He founded the Rainbow Coalition. In Chicago.
I can see his face. I can't think of his name.
Fuck. Yeah. It's not Cleaver. It's,
Google it. I can't think of it. I'm drawing a complete blank.
Fuck. They just did the movie. It was, Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. What's the Black Panther that got murdered in Chicago in his sleep?
Oh.
He was 20 years old. Great fucking... That's another one. He gave such great speeches. You know who I'm talking about. This is going... Okay, I guess I gotta Google it.
You gotta Google it.
This is going to drive me nuts. Mm.
We about to wrap this up. We running out. I'm trying to think of how long we've been on. I gotta walk around here and look at it.
It's way too long.
Yeah, it's been too long since we did one, but we gotta get back in the habit, man. Right. I love doing this shit.
Fred Hampton.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
That would have drove me nuts all night.
2 hours, 58 minutes.
3 hours?
Almost.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how long it's been since we did one.
Wake your ass, P up. We up. Wait, I don't know what the fuck I just said. Wake your ass up, P.
All right. We about to wrap this bitch up because we done run off. Our brains are shutting down and can't remember names.
Yeah, I'm going to say. If I can't think of Fred Hampton.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap in this motherfucker. So this has been another episode of Hell Called Ohio. I will be making a conscious effort to bring these motherfuckers at least once a month. I know we went through 4, 5, 6 months. I don't remember the fucking last time we did a podcast, but
we are going to make this at least a monthly habit again.
And I'm about to go to sleep too, because I'm definitely not.
So as he likes tying bitches up, I'm going to tie his ass up if he does not show up at least once a month. I mean, obviously, tempting you with ammunition and guns is not doing it anymore. And then I will have to get Steve's. I'll have to get Steve's monkey ass over here a couple times. Yeah, I'm gonna get my get one of my club brothers Chop to come in or
we really
Bodie.
We really just gotta have like a whole movie episode.
Oh, with like just me, you, and Steve, or I mean, we really killed it one of them times that with that whole movie episode. Because we can go movie to movie to movie to movie to movie.
And it was crazy, like there's no end of genre. Like, I want to have the musical conversation with y'all, but I can't keep up with y'all in the music because like, I don't have the musical. Y'all go any genre
when it comes
to music. You know what I'm
saying? Except country. I don't fuck with country.
But I like country.
Garth Brooks is as country as I get.
Body Like a Back Row? Play that shit.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Man, my ears aren't bleeding, and nor do I want them to.
Body Like a Back Row. I'm going to make you listen to that shit.
But we will definitely make an effort to like do this once. We'll just have to do like once a month, pick a Friday or a Saturday. And I just have to make sure I have liquor because that's going to be the only draw anymore. Of course, this room already done claimed a victim tonight. So
I'm going to crossbow that motherfucker.
That just reminded me of Dave Chappelle on Half Baked. I don't want to be the first ninja to die by crossbow. That funny motherfucker.
Hey, before we get out of here, I remember reading a story about like some dude like broke into somebody's house.
And oh, yeah, you told me where the dude was like, he just gave up.
No, because he had a bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
And the motherfucker said, and I guess the police asked him, like, why didn't you try to run? He said, motherfucker got a bow and arrow. He know how to use it.
Right, without a doubt.
Like, anybody, he like, my, like somebody with a gun. Like,
it's like, motherfucker, you ain't seen Bambi?
That motherfucker know what he doing. I don't want no problems, big homie.
Right. Well, this has been another episode of A Hell Called Ohio. We're going to make a conscious effort to bring this to you at least once a month. I didn't get... That's what's funny is, like, a whole couple months I didn't do it. I got a message here or there, but like I said, my listenership kept going up. I was like, well, damn, I must have enough quality episodes in there to keep motherfuckers going. But, yeah, I'm hopefully going to try to make this a habit again, kind of get it out of it, get busy. You know, that's a daily monotony of life. And we still, you know, got plenty of shit to talk about. You coming in here talking about handcuffs and leather whips and chains, pipes. Just all kinds of extra shit.
Whips and chains, girls and dames.
Safe words and low expectations.
And daddy issues.
Oh, well, see, I can't fuck with no daddy issues. That's some extra shit for me. That being said, this has been A Hell Called Ohio, and we're out.